Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. What is up? It's Sam Crowley. It's October 5th, which I want to share a story with you about October 5th, 13 years ago. That will make anyone stand back, step up, and take notice of their life and say, really? This is what I'm doing? Like, this is what my life is right now? I want to share that story with you coming up on the Everyday Saturday podcast, just a station identification. My name is Sam Crowley, founder of EverydaySaturday.com. I help people build movements. If you'd like to build a movement around anything. Here's the only rule. You got to be passionate about it. Doesn't matter if you know anything. Everything is figure outable, especially from the tech side. It's not a big deal. The only requirement is you have a passion. I mean, heck, you have a pulse. Just you can fog a mirror, some kind of pulse. I want you to reach out, and I want you to go to everydayissaturday.com/I can do that. Everydayissaturday.com/I can do that. Answer a couple of questions, jump on the phone, and let's get your movement launched. I launched a movement Every Day is Saturday, and it happened back when my daughter used to ask me, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? All the time. Finally, I said, honey, why do you say that? And she said, because it's the only time we see each other on Saturday. This girl's 3 years old, man. 3 years old, you know, out of the mouth of babe. So I said, someday soon, every day will be Saturday. And I decided to quit my job, went broke because I bought a franchise. It didn't work out. And so I'm going to take you through what happened 13 years ago. How do I know exactly where I was October 5th of 2005? How do I know that? Like, what? What big? Oh, I know. My daughter Paige was born. That's right. Today's my daughter Paige's birthday, which makes her a teenager. And that makes me having three teenage girls at one time. Pray for me. And a younger daughter, 4 years old. So, yeah, in 9 years, she'll be a teenager, and I'll be 100. So back 13 years ago, when Paigey was born, Angela's water broke. So we go to the hospital. It's rush hour traffic in the morning. It's like 7 a.m. So we go to the hospital. This is our third go-around, and so we're certainly no stranger to this old having a baby thing. And Angela was dilated pretty quickly, so this stuff definitely wasn't going to be the same amount of time waiting for our third daughter to come into the world as it was, for example, our first, which felt like 5 days, and for Angela, I'm sure it felt like 5 years, and yeah, so it was crazy. Anyway, so when Angela's in labor and delivery, it's kind of touch and go because she's dilating rather quickly, and we know this baby isn't going to stay in there forever. I get a call on my cell phone, like a 911 SOS call from my supervisor at the time, my manager. I was in the corporate gig still. And, oh, gosh, this was 2005. Yeah, I'm just laughing. Sam, I need you to call me right away. I'm like, oh, my God, dude. I left him a voicemail in the morning. Let me just back up. You got to understand. You must understand the nuance happening here, okay? I was running the show of a $90 million division. I voluntarily pulled the ripcord to get out of that job, making 100 grand, stock options, company car, all that good stuff. Okay. And so when I went back 3 months later to work there because I had lost everything literally that quickly, they gave me a job in a cubicle working for everybody that used to work for me. So you got to understand what's happening here, the dynamics that are going on behind the scenes. So the guy that I'm working for, quote unquote, was working for me just 90 days before. So now it's kind of awkward, probably for him, not for me. I didn't even give a crap anymore. I was, you know, when you, first of all, when you go broke, and bankrupt, you don't even care anymore. It's like, how you can't get lower, so it's not like you have no pride left. So I didn't care. I was actually having a great time. But he's calling me. He's like, hey, I need you to call me right away. I'm like, oh, my God. Let me just appease this dude, stroke his ego. Even though I'm literally in the labor and delivery room, I walk out. I go, hey, man, what's up? He goes, hey, I know your wife's about to have a baby. I'm like, dude, if you know that, why are you calling me? But we need an answer. Something's at the printer, and they need an answer right now on an ad. That, hey, do you remember if this ad needed read? I'm like, what? What in the hell? Are you kidding? Seriously? So I just gave him some stupid answer. Just whatever. I figured out quickly, and this is actually a good lesson in the court. First of all, just play the game. All right? This is not a long-term prison sentence for you. It only is if you want it to be. You can get out of the corporate grind anytime you want. The problem is you don't want it bad enough. No, no, I do. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because you're going to make excuses instead of making it a priority. It's just like going to the gym. People are like, I don't have the time. I don't have the time to get to the gym. Well, let me rephrase that for you. Your health is not a priority to you. That's it. Just your health isn't a priority. Just say that. At least be honest with yourself. Quit making these stupid excuses. I can't get to the gym. I go to work early. I work late. My lunch break is taken up. No, 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 no. My health is not a priority to me. That's all you got to say. And then at least you're being honest with yourself. It actually feels good to say that, if that's true. Same thing with getting out of a job. I can't afford it. It's not a priority. Your freedom, seeing your kids grow up, it's not a priority to you. Sam, you don't know my story. Oh, I know your story. I know your story because I coach people and have been for the past 10 years. I know exactly what your story is, okay? So I actually lived your story. And I wanted so bad to change my own story that even though I had only been in this job a couple of months and I got this dopity-doo Yahoo calling me on my cell phone, asking me while I'm in labor and delivery with my wife or some silly question about work, that's when I'm like, really? I got to get out of this job. I had literally only been back in the job a month or so, and I was already scheming on how I was going to get out of it because I never wanted to work for somebody ever again. Now, I was grateful for the opportunity the company had given me to come back and work and get the health insurance that, oh, by the way, was paying for this baby to be delivered, so I really appreciated that. But you can be grateful and not be a prisoner at the same time. Do you understand that, right? You understand that concept? Like, you can be grateful for the blessings in your life, but you don't have to be satisfied. Like, doesn't mean you're content, you know? It doesn't mean, oh, I'm grateful for the health insurance, but, yeah, order me around, call me while I'm in labor and delivery, and then I'll call you right back, and I'll be your slave, and I'll take orders. And even though I think there's a lot of rocks right now that are actually smarter than you, I'll still pretend like you're smart. You know, here's what you need to do. Just play the game, all right? Whatever game you got to play, play it. Play it well. Understand that in every working relationship in corporate America right now, the boss pays you just enough so you won't quit and you work just hard enough so you won't be fired. That's every relationship out there, and there's never been ever in the history of the world anything different than that, okay? Now, here's what you got to do. Get yourself worked up enough, understand the pain you're in right now, and then make the move to get out. But you got to make the move. You got to at least lift your leg. I know it feels like an 800-pound telephone pole sometimes when you want to lift your leg and you got so much fear working and so much doubt and so much uncertainty. But that starts to go away when you take action because then action kind of paves the way. It's like that snow plow when it's snowing really hard and it's the middle of the night and you can't really see any right behind that plow. And he's just, you ever follow a plow? Been growing up in the Buffalo, New York area, trust me. The following plows is like a regular thing we do in December, January, February, and then sometimes in May. But you follow the plow, he plows that snow right in front of you so you can kind of keep moving, keep seeing, keep going down that road. That's what action looks like. Action's like that snow plow that kind of removes all of that stuff so you can keep moving forward. But to say that you can't do it because it's just a priority issue. This is, you saying, it's not a priority right now. It's just, and that's okay. But again, you got to be honest, man. 13 years ago, when my daughter Paige was born, she was born healthy, happy, brought her home from the hospital a couple of days later. It was just an amazing time in my life. And it's funny, I had 3 kids under the age of 5, and I was bankrupt, man. Wow, does that sound like a bad country music song? But it all worked out. Here I am 13 years later taking Paigey out to dinner tonight at her favorite Mexican restaurant, Abuelos, with the fam. And we're going to celebrate her coming into her teenage years. And I'm always going to remember where I was when she was born, just like I do all my kids. I remember where I was where they were born. But I'm going to remember even more so with her that feeling of, you're seriously calling me right now. You know I'm with my wife ready to deliver. I got to get away from this job forever for one final time. And so I started scheming. And what was it? In 2007. So that would have been, geez, this was a year and a half later. And so it wasn't the next day. So like I said, April 2007 is when I finally pulled the ripcord for good and got away. And I didn't just burn the bridge. I blew the damn thing up. Like, I took an IED to that bridge and just blew it up, making sure I would never have that excuse that I can go back anywhere, that nobody would even want me back. That's what I did. I'm not saying it's the right way to do it. I'm not even saying it's the only way to do it. It's just the way I did it. And it started with the mentality that if I take action, it's going to pave the way and I'll be able to see it. I just got to trust. You got to have faith at some time. A lot of people talk about faith, but they don't trust it. Faith is like gravity. You don't see it working, but it's working. It's working when you work. It's not just going to work. Oh, hey, Faith. Hey, how are you? I'm waiting for you to take action. Yeah, I can't take it because I don't believe in you and I don't believe in me. So there you go. So you got to believe in something. What do you believe in? You believe in the negative consequences? Do you believe in things not working out? Do you believe in something good it's not going to happen? I mean, I choose to believe the complete opposite of all that. I believe that if I take action and I have faith, good things are going to happen. I mean, that's always the case. You'd have to have just a crazy belief system that works the opposite of that. Like staying still, not doing anything, not listening to your gut, not having faith that you're going to be happy. You actually know that's not true, but some people just choose to stay miserable. They just want to be miserable, you know? They want to be angry. They want to be bitter. They want to blame everybody else for the problems. Don't be like that. Don't be that. Let's work together. I want to launch your movement with you. Everydayisaturday.com/I can do that, and we'll make it happen. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayisaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.